Motherfucker, you call Little Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
All right. We're here. I'm going to do... Sorry. We got problems. Let me move this over here. It's closer to the face. So, my tablet, the sound effects tablet, I just looked at it prior to the show, and the battery is imploding. It's bloated. I believe it's failing. It's pushing the fucking screen out. We're going to try to get one last show out of this tablet, I believe. I unplugged the power. We're no longer charging it. And hopefully it's gonna last. Hopefully through the show, or we're going to be fucked. And speaking of things that are prolapsed and protruding from their positions, do we have Nashby over here who just decided to pull out his dick, balls, and asshole and show it to everybody on the goddamn Skype during the pre-show? He's like, oh, it was intended for Llama, but there was like 12 other people in here besides Llama, and fucking collateral damage over here. So like, I think we all are gay now. I think we're gay, and it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. Everybody, did you wash your eyes?
So that's where babies come from.
His asshole is looked like he got his shit pushed in recently. That's where all the hemorrhoids came from.
I can't unsee. Oh my gosh.
He's got great ass cheeks.
It's gross. He's like literally no warning. He goes, hey, Llama, this is for you. And the next thing you know, he's got his phone up his ass doing a fucking proctology exam. Like, he's like, see, look, I'm not lying about having hemorrhoids. He had it all up in his fucking asshole. And, like, let me tell you what. I think this man's part Armenian, as fucking hairy as he is. Fucking gross, man. Like, he's never
really
heard
happened.
He's never heard of grooming products or nothing. Like, he could have at least nared that, put some nair between the fucking cheeks or something. Then you just got to wipe like it's toilet paper.
Like,
yeah.
Shave cream.
Yeah.
Right in there, too. Cream.
You're forgiven, Nashby, like, but my eyes need sunglasses.
Gross. If I wasn't already fucking depressed enough today, now I got to see another man's asshole. I don't even look at my own asshole, and I'm over here fucking doing amateur hour. I'm like, all right, go ahead and show it to me.
He doesn't look at his either. We saw it.
I'm like, well, hey, go ahead and just show it to me. I'll go ahead and just let me just get up in here and take a look real quick.
I thought it was an oil painting, and then I realized what it was. I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck?
I thought he was showing his belly button at first, and then next thing you know, he's moving around.
Real.
And I was like, those are nuts. Real. Those are nuts and balls. That's not near his belly button. What is it? Like, he's got his whole asshole out.
Matted hair and one big
crease.
There was
something hanging out. Oh, my gosh.
Why is he so quiet right now, Nasby? You got nothing to say?
What the hell do you want me to say? I got a razor right here if you guys really want me to groom
a razor? How are you going to be able to see? Like, are we going to rig up a fucking, like, a nice big thing of mirrors? We're going to fucking... It's like
you could use the razor on mine and Dwight's eyes, Nasty.
It's like the lady that cuts...
It's a manscape.
No, it's like the lady that cuts your hair that gets the mirror to show you in the mirror the back of your head to make sure it looks all right. Like, that's what's going to be happening.
It looked like a little worm with 2 feet hanging out.
You literally had a mullet. You literally have a mullet for your asshole. You got it trimmed in front and fucking party in the back over here. It's gross.
I was looking dead at the screen. It was big, full magnification. You got me. You got me good.
I think you put the zoom lens on his fucking phone. It was like, let's go in for a closer look. He's like, He's like the crocodile.
You
need
no fish eye. You need a eye removal lens.
Fucking Crocky, let's go in for a closer look.
Well, Llama was talking shit, and I came in hot. I'm like, all right, motherfucker.
Yeah,
this one's for you. I'm going to stick your head in my ass.
It was
you
hot, all right.
Three people. Dwight, three people you got to ask tonight, just randomly. You seen Aspie's ass? Just fucking randomly, you know? Fucking... It's crazy.
My screen's still steaming.
I can smell it. Like, for some reason, the smell transferred to my microphone as gross. It's like right here. I can smell it.
You gotta pick earphones now.
It's gross. Like, the fucking show's derailed before we even start the show. And trust me, this isn't the first time he's done some shit like this either. He whipped his dick out at one point. And there was pictures. I don't know if they still exist, but there was pictures. What is with people whipping their shit? It's like Dedede, God bless his soul, when he was still around. We got those memorial Carlito stickers.
Yeah.
Like the big 3-inch round ones. And he put them over, like, the front of his dick and ball. It covered the whole thing, too. That's why 3 inches around, like, this, it covered the dick and the balls. And, like, he's sitting there, like, sending pictures of it. And he's like, look at this. I'm like, dude, I sent you those for free.
Nipples and stickers on his nipples. He was a nutbag. The dead. It all fit under the stickers. So what's that tell us about the dead? Tiny, tiny.
And he was another one that was like, it looked like it was a fucking bee's nest, and like the queen bee was like just poking its head out a little bit, you know, to check things out. Like it was a bird nest in there, and the surviving worm was like wiggling out. I didn't know what
he had those like Speedo jockeys on, and then he pulls it down. There's this sticker over top of this big hairy lump, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Those pictures still do exist. I have a copy of those ones.
Yeah.
I do.
Called a dick face.
Maybe you should put those on your Patreon for those that really want to see.
I don't think so, because I can't confirm everyone's age. So you're supposed to be.
You want to unforget it?
Yeah, I don't want to be breaking any laws. You know, like Cyrax. Fuck a Cyrax. Fuck that guy. Fuck sickos, right, Cobes? All right, so I guess we're gonna do a show. I really did not feel up to doing a show tonight. I'm really not in the best headspace to be doing one. I could really give a fuck less right now. But I will not be here next week to do a show. I will be out of the state Saturday. So I'm not going to be doing a show next week. But
I hope you have something nice planned.
But that's not breaking news. I told you guys like 2 weeks ago that this was the case. Matter of fact, everybody started getting confused. They thought there was no show today. And I'm like, no, it's next Saturday. I'll be gone. So...
Good.
We're going to try to do a show as long as we can. I guess as long as numbers are hitting and we're laughing and stuff, we'll keep going to the regular time.
No more nudity incidents.
Yes, please. Yes. You know what? Hang on. Let me show this. I don't know if I can leave it plugged in. I'm going to unplug the sound. Watch your ears for a second. Look at how far the battery is pushing the screen out on this tablet. Look at that corner. Look at that shit. Look how far that tablet screen is getting pushed out. Let me see if I can turn it this way.
I think just about ready to crack.
There we go. Right there. That's how far the battery is pushing the fucking screen out right now. Look at that shit.
That shit's gaped open.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's not getting pushed back. So this is definitely the last show. It's definitely the last show for this tablet. This is the sound effects one. This isn't even the music one. This is the one with the sound effects and shit on it. So.
All right. You better put a new throne up and get a better one for D-White this time.
But I've unplugged the power source via Expa's. Yes.
Is that the one that Ted gave to you?
Yeah, it was. It was one of the first throne things.
Yeah, okay. I saw it. So.
They were like $60. But it's definitely definitely warped. I didn't notice it until today. Today was the first day it did it. You can see the little video, like the little cable. Where is it? It's like right here. But it's pushing out. So like when
that swelled
up
that much in a day.
When that right there becomes disconnected, the tablet's done. When that little ribbon right there comes undone, it's a goner. Yeah. It's a goner. Wall Army. Yeah. I'm down almost 160 pounds exactly over the last little over 4 years.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. I should find the picture. Most of it was in my fat fucking face and neck bones.
I got a picture from 2020. You look different.
Oh yeah. Since we've been together last. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll get a picture. I think I've got one on my desktop. Hang on, yeah, right here. Me open with. Put it up there. All that stuff right there you go. You got kind of a threefer right there. You got the fat motherfucker, big fat neck bone motherfucker there on the left. I don't remember how old.
Legit?
Yeah. I don't remember how long ago the one on the right was.
Memory is full. Enter the remote access code.
Good for you, dude. That's fucking awesome, bro.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You counting the chins? Hi. I'm calling because I'm going to get ready to order food on, DoorDash?
Okay.
I'm going to get ready to order some food, but I'm visually impaired. And I'm calling to see if you could tell me about your ingredients tonight, how fresh they are. Because I'm blind.
Ingredient we cut like every hour. Today almost so busy, so almost everything finished. So we already cut everything new. Like every morning we cut.
Okay, but can you look at the lettuce? Or I'm sorry, the onions. Do you have red onions?
We have red onions. I just cut.
Okay. What hue are they? Are they bright red? Or are they a purple red? What are they?
Purple red.
Okay. What about the lettuce? Is the lettuce? Okay.
What do you mean lettuce?
The lettuce is it really really green? What about water? Is there a lot of water?
It's not a green. It's like the kind of white, kind of green, very light green.
Can you grab a handful of the lettuce and hold it up to the phone and squeeze it so I can hear how fresh it is?
No. Don't worry about that. It's fresh.
Okay, but I can't see it, but I can hear it. Can you put some in your hand and squeeze it so I can hear how fresh?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
It's good?
Okay, hold it up to the phone so I can hear it. Can you squeeze the lettuce so I can hear it?
Sorry?
Squeeze the lettuce so I can hear it.
I did 3 times.
Okay, one more time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love how you the lettuce sounds good. Set that lettuce aside. I want that lettuce on my sandwich. That's good. That's good lettuce. Now pickles. Can you grab a pickle?
And to be honest, it's so busy today.
Okay, but grab the pickle. Grab the pickle and put it on your face and tell me how it feels.
No, pickles is good.
Yeah, put it on your face though. Put the pickle on your face. Why would you grab the lettuce and squeeze it anyway? Stupid ass.
For general store information and questions, press 0 or stay on the line.
Tell him you want. Press 5 and say you want the steamed salmon.
That's fine. PetSmart, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Listen, the waitress hasn't come back around to our table yet. We both decided on the steamed salmon and broccoli.
I think it's the wrong number as PetSmart.
Right. Yeah, we're out on the patio. We've been seated out here for about 15 minutes. Nobody's come back with our water, our silverware, or nothing.
At PetSmart?
Yeah. So steamed salmon is what we're looking for.
You might be out there for a minute.
Why is that? I know you guys are busy, but people usually
it's
bring
PetSmart.
Back.
Like, uh-huh. This is a pet store, so we don't even serve food. There's really no outside
you,
spot.
You have fish, correct?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
Asshole. Having problems with that phone?
Let me push the button.
I remember my first phone call.
Yeah, gonna be we're ordering Nine minute. Lives brand. Just warm up the can.
Oh, what his problem is.
Oh boy.
But yeah, we're going. I'm going to Cedar Point next week. It's gonna be fun. It's a roller capital of the motherfucking world.
You're upside down.
Fuck yeah. Matter of fact, fuck you, Six Flags. You guys ever watch that documentary about how they went back and forth with who had the most coasters? Well, guess what? Cedar Point fucking owns Six Flags now. Fucking Cedar Point's management. They literally merged, and Cedar Point's management's like, nah, fuck you, Six Flags. Like, we're taking this shit over.
That's Mark Cascade. This is Jay. How can I help you in your quest today?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I got a hell of an emergency right now, and I'm hoping you can help me. Do you have pets? Like, what type of pets do you have that I can? Is it called adopting through you guys, or is it purchasing? What is it?
It would be purchasing.
Purchasing, okay. Because do you have any of the pets? What do you have? Hamsters, gerbils, mice, something like that.
Oh, we have hamsters, guinea pigs, and mice.
Okay. Any birds or any type, like birds or anything?
Yes, we have parakeets, a canary, and cockatiel.
Okay. Because I messed up on one of my art projects. And I'm trying to get a replacement at the last minute. Do you have any of your animals that are maybe on its last leg that I could buy? Because I have a big taxidermy contest tomorrow, and I've got to get a replacement in here.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't.
Okay, what about healthy ones?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sell you any healthy ones for that.
Well, how much are the mice?
The mice, you wouldn't be able to leave here without buying everything you need for a house.
But what if I said I already had them?
Well, because you already told me about the taxidermy, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay, but I need, what matter is it of yours? If it's a mouse, like I could yeet it out the window if I wanted to.
Seriously, though, they don't know what the hell you're doing with the animals when you buy them.
Right. You got to fill out some forms.
Well, that's why there's an adoption fee, because they don't want people to just be able to get the animals.
And then if you come in, you gotta confess. They're gonna be like, what? They're like, what? You need to confess, my son. When was the last time of your last confession? And then you gotta tell them when you got a mouse last, and they're like, and what happened to the mouse? And I yeeted it out the window. I set it free.
Hologram and fingerprints.
At least you didn't stick it up your butt.
Nashby, motherfucker, you.
Felching.
You beat me to it.
Be careful.
He's keystream the mice.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood PetSmart, where we'll do anything for pets.
He tried to use his ass powers to get you.
Thank you for calling PetSmart. This is Harold. How can I help you?
Hi, Harold. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
I came in like a week ago and I bought one of these mice. You got a return policy on the mice, right?
On what did you buy again? I'm sorry.
A mouse, a meese.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You got, you have 14 days to bring it back.
Yeah. Cause it won't sit still.
Well, it's a mouse.
Right, but I'm trying, like when you're trying to do taxidermy things to it, you know, and it's got to pose so you can get the glue. But it keeps moving, and the glue won't set.
Okay, so is this a prank call you bought a live animal to do taxidermy on, or?
Right, but what from my understanding was they don't live very long. So So I expected it to be gone already, you know, done, gone, deceased. And then I was good. I got a contest here on Sunday. And the goddamn thing is still alive.
I mean, I don't know how long the mice live.
Well, I don't either, because I've only seen them in the wild. That's what I'm saying, is I've never seen them as a pet.
Yeah, the fancy mice, but always, I don't know how long they live for, but I think it's, you know,
I don't know. A couple this years this easy. One smells like piss. Like, it keeps pissing all over everything, like along the side of the enclosure I have. See, I got this two-story condo, like, type thing. I was trying to make its last days, like, really nice. And it just it goes to the top floor, and it just pisses right down the glass enclosure. And it stinks to high hell. I think this one's incontinent.
I mean, they aren't really trained to go in a specific spot. I mean, even the ones
But you guys had them labeled. You had them labeled as fancy mice.
Right. It's a fancy mice. That's what they are.
Oh, okay. I thought they had some. I thought they had training or something.
No. It's just their breed.
Oh. Okay. I guess maybe that's where I got the wires crossed then. What if I came in? What aisle do you guys keep the mouse traps in?
We don't have mouse traps.
Then how do you trap the mice to keep them in the store?
We don't. We don't trap the mice. They're shipped to us from suppliers.
Okay, what supplier do you use to trap the mice then?
They come from a breeder who breeds the mice, and they ship the mice out to us.
Ew. Like bestiality?
Just it comes via UPS or FedEx. That's how we get all of our animals.
What about the dogs and the cats?
We don't have dogs.
You have cats though.
And cats we only have from the shelters. So the shelters run that portion of it.
So they ship them over like that or what?
All of our animals that we actually sell in the store get shipped to us. Yeah.
Huh. So like, are there like circus mice too, or what? What do you have there? Long hairs?
We just have mice.
What about the long hairs?
No, we just have the fancy mice. That's all we carry in the mice.
Okay. Well, I'm trying. I got to come back in because I think I'm going to get not a gerbil. What's the a hamster? Do you have a long haired one that kind of looks like a wizard? Like if I put a hat on it and gave it a stick?
No, we do not. And honestly, all of our animals are sold for pets. They're not sold for food or to kill and do taxidermy on.
Well, that's how I make money, though. I mean, are you gonna pay my house payment if you're gonna deny me?
We do not sell animals for that purpose. That is corporate policy.
Okay, but after I sign papers and I'm out the door, then what is it a matter of yours?
Well, then I guess it's just a matter if you want to lie to us or not when you get it.
Well, I'm a liar, so I would.
But it's very, very unappreciated that you're buying our pet animals to do that to.
Why? Explain why.
Because we're a pet store. We don't sell them for anything other than being pets.
Why? That's why I asked the one that's on its way out. Like, how long do they live usually? Like, what are they, 2 weeks? Give me one that's a week and a half.
A few years they live.
Okay, well, give me one that's close to that, close to the expiration. Where do you check the expiration date at?
We don't have expirations. We keep them until they adopt, and then when they adopt out, we get new ones.
Even a milk carton has an expiration date.
We don't have expiration dates on our animals.
Okay, then how do you know how old it is then? Like, if the mouse is going to go to the nightclub, like, how would it show the bouncer, the mouse bouncer, how old it is so it can get in or not?
Okay, sir, I'm done with this conversation.
Why are you getting huffy and puffy? Are you having problems with the phone too? Is this a corporate wide thing? Are we still having problems? I wonder what the return policy is after winning the taxidermy contest. You think they would take them back then?
You can conflict their interests and tell them you're going to feed your snake.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood PetSmart, where we'll do anything for pets. For hours and location, press 1.
I mean, am I wrong?
For the grooming...
We do need to ask her what they'll do with for the pets, because she did say anything.
You're calling Tiger PetSmart. This is Thomas. How may I help you?
Yeah, Thomas. Hi. I have an inquiry. My daughter, Jordan, she called because she had a question about some food for her hamster. And for some reason, the number tree, it tells you what options you need to press in order to speak to someone or get a certain department. There was a woman. I don't know if it was a live person or a recording, but they sounded very sexual when the thing came on. It said that they would do, and I'm quoting because I called back and listened to it just now, they would do anything for the pets. Like, what is this about?
As far as I know, that doesn't even sound like our system, because whenever I call in, it doesn't do that.
I guarantee, yeah. I just called it, like, just now to get to you. She very clearly said that in a very sensual way. I don't know how I'm supposed to take it. Obviously, so my daughter took it one way.
Was it before I answered the phone call?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be our digital recording. I do not know anything else about that other than the fact that it says that. I've never thought of anything different of it, but I thank you for bringing it up to my attention. I will make sure that our higher-ups know that it does come off a little bit sexual.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what this quote-unquote, and I'm sorry to do the voice again, but anything is.
Well, I mean, our policy is we will do anything to help pets that you love.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
right.
That,
but it slowed down.
Kind
like
of
it,
part
re-
of our
it repeated. Slope. It repeated and it got darker at one point and it went, anything. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I definitely would not know anything about that other than, like I said, it was a recording. Because I've never even heard of that one. Because most time when I call in, I just auto-press the button to go straight to a manager.
Right.
So I don't even listen to the
usually,
recording.
Well, usually I hit 0, but I didn't know which one it was. But I'll finish up for what my daughter wanted. Listen, so I don't know what type of food to feed this. We just got this thing. We found a cat outside our house. And we're trying to figure out what it should really be fed. Because we're not pet owners. We're just trying. It's a stray, and it keeps coming to our door. And we don't know what a normal cat eats.
I mean, any type of normal cat food.
Okay, and you'll have to explain that to me. Because okay, settle down. We're trying to get this figured out. I don't know what normal cat. I've never owned a pet growing up. We had a goldfish one time, but it ran away.
I don't think your goldfish could run away. They swim.
Okay, well, they flushed down the toilet. Okay, I was trying to be, I was trying to give the goldfish an all dogs go to heaven moment, but you fucked that up for me.
Yeah, I understand that. I misunderstood for a second. That's why I was like, wait, goldfish kind of swim. They don't walk away. But no, I understand the reference now. But yeah, no. As far as I know, I would just say like any type of wet food that is designated for cats, or even dry food would be a great thing. We have both here in store.
Okay, because this cat is kind of on the larger side. So I'm just trying to figure this. How much do you feed this thing? Because if I had to guess at a weight, this cat is 115 pounds.
Sounds like you have an exotic animal.
Well, it came to my door. It seems friendly enough.
Yeah, as far as I know, we don't have any, like, food for any large breed cats. I have normal, like, Rachel Ray, Maverick, Wellness, stuff like that, but it's not designated specifically for a very large breed of a cat.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't have a collar or anything on. I might try to take it to the Humane Society tomorrow to see if it's microchipped. But it's in that happy medium spot. It's like, it's friendly, but it's going to let you know that, like, it's a no-nonsense type of motherfucker, like, if you cross a line.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out, like, so what do they feed? I know dogs have kibble and, like, meats. Do you, is it wet or dry food that you give a cat?
We have both dry and wet food. It is just a personal preference of what you would like to feed.
Okay. All right. Hang on just a second. Come here, Alice. It's feeding time. Come on. Come on. I prefer cow. Come on. Yeah, get it. Get it, guys. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Get it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Let's get rid of the cow. Actually, we did. We got rid of the cow. We gave the cow to the cat. He did sound... I was informed he sounded a little nervous. He sounded...
Anything for pets.
Anything. Anything.
Yeah.
I'm calling about the thing you did.
The connection doesn't seem very good. I can't hear you.
I'm calling about the thing you did.
What are you calling about?
I'm calling about the big red shoe that you stole.
The big red shoe?
That you stole.
Okay. What about it?
I'm calling to ask you why you did it.
Miss you, I'll figure out how to hear you better. Hold on.
What?
You're calling to find out why.
You know the big red shoe that you stole.
What makes you think I stole it?
Because I've got the video proof. I've got cameras on the freeway off of 101 North. I had cameras. I hacked them and I saw you, motherfucker. You.
No, you didn't.
Hey, hey, either snap your dentures in or take the phone out of your mouth. It's one of the two. You pick, honey.
Hi. Are you still there?
Yeah, honey, I'm still here.
I'm not sure, honey. Are you gay?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging it. It's Pride Month.
Okay, well, I'm not sure, honey. I'm not gay.
Okay, honey, baby. Now let's talk about the shoe. Like, you stole it, right? Because you wanted to try to wear it. You thought you were a giant or something.
No, first of all, I didn't steal it. And second of all, you know, I know who the owner of the shoe is.
That you think that gives you the right to steal it?
I didn't steal it.
Listen, if you don't admit to stealing it, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth.
Well, I don't think so.
I'll give you my gay cooties.
I don't want your gay cooties.
I'll dress you up and down in rainbow garb. I'll make you taste the rainbow.
No.
I'll make you my Skittles. I'm gonna call you every night. I'm gonna call you every night and be like, little Skittles. What are you wearing, little Skittles?
What's your name?
My name's Dwight. But when I'm gay, I'm Sebastian.
You're not always gay?
Not always, no. Only when I've been drinking or have mental breaks.
You have mental breaks?
On occasion.
Is that why you're gay?
No. I mean, that's a symptom, but no, that's not it.
Do you do children?
I have selective homosexuality, and sometimes I do drag, and then I go to the drag in my Cybertruck.
And do you ever, pick up on children?
No. Why would I do that? Why? I'm an adult. God, you're gross.
Yeah, because, you know, what the big red shoe symbolizes, don't you?
It symbolizes femininity. I like to show my curves. I like to show my calves. I like to show one leg that I wear the red shoe on. That one's shaved, but I wear a men's tennis shoe on the other one, and that one's natural.
Are you a part of the Red Shoe Club?
No. I do associate with General Red Shoe though. And he's very cross.
General Red Shoe?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, General right Red on. Shoe. He's also friends with General Sal. And the chicken cluckers.
So Do you know General Red Shoe in person? I mean, have you met him?
No, I've only seen him on the messaging boards on the Reddit.
Okay, so do you know where the Red Shoe is now?
Do I know where it is now? No, because I didn't take it. I didn't take it. You did. You took it.
Well, I know where it is. Yeah.
Because you wanted to feel you wanted to feel pretty.
What's a little big? You know anything? You know anything about the Scarlet Beast?
The Scarlet Beast? No, I know about Mr. Beast. He's got really shitty candy bars.
No, we're talking about the Scarlet Beast in the Book of Revelations.
Is that a Jesus book?
Revelations isn't really about Jesus.
Is that in the Bible?
Revelations.
Is that
in the Bible.
In the Bible? Yeah. I don't read that.
Yeah.
Because
the last book in the Bible.
It has a slanted view towards my people. So I don't really read it.
But you know that your people and the government and everybody is trying to make the Bible come true, right? That's why they do plagues like COVID-19.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they did the scamdemic. And, you know, they're trying to make the Bible come true. You're aware of that, right? That's why we have all these droughts and fires and famines and bugs and all that. Because they're trying to make the Bible come true.
Why do I feel like I'm listening to Fox News right now?
Fox News don't talk about the Bible. They don't talk about the Scarlet Beast. Fox News is another sellout organization. Fox News is who's causing all this shit to go down. You know we're on the brink of war right now, don't you?
With who?
Well, everybody but Russia. You know the Russian submarines are off the coast of Florida, right?
They do make a good submarine. Like, I like to put mine with a little bit of the red wine vinegar. I like to splash that on.
And so, anyways.
You can't say, on this government recorded line, you can't say you people like that anymore, though. You do know that, right?
Well, everything I say is recorded by the government. You know, I'm the most, stalked person on the FBI watch list.
You made it to the FBI watch list?
Oh, hell yeah. You know that they're listening to this phone call, don't you?
I hope so. Sleepy Time's been informing me for years.
Yeah, I'm on the FBI watch list, yeah.
How many people have you killed?
I didn't kill nobody. They just accused me of shit. People like you accuse me of it. It's the transgender that run the show that accused me of shit I didn't do, and that's why I got like a $100 million lawsuit against them.
Did you win that, or is it still in litigation?
It's pending. It's in litigation.
Oh, you have a good chance of winning or what?
I do, yes. I just beat him about a week ago, so it's going forward.
What do you guess? What are you gonna spend the money on?
Lawyers.
But if you already won, how are you gonna? Why do you need?
I didn't win. Trial.
I'm saying if you win, I said, what are you gonna do with the money? Why do you need more lawyers if you win the money? That's what I'm saying.
I'll give them the money.
Are you going to buy more red shoes?
I'll give them money to make sure I win. You see, I'm taking down, you know that pyramid with the eyeball in it?
The Illuminati ball that's on the money?
Yeah, that eyeball in the pyramid. I'm taking the heel of that big red shoe and poking that pyramid in the eye with it.
Why?
Because I don't like what the big red shoe symbolizes.
What does it symbolize?
The blood of children.
But why would children go and spill their blood on it?
Because that's what the Red Shoe Club does. They that's why their shoes are red, because, you know, they do bad stuff to children, which causes the children to spill the blood on their shoes.
Okay, all right. On that point, though, what about the blood gang members in, Los Angeles? They wear red shoes, but they're sneakers.
Well, that's an interesting question because they're all part of the club, aren't they?
Are they? I don't think the Bloods would like you talking about them like that.
Well, you know, you got to understand who runs the gangs.
Oh, who runs the gangs? Who runs the gangs?
The people that invent these iPhones and stuff. The people that invent drugs.
I don't know. Who invents drugs, though?
Well, the Bushes started out. Have you ever heard of a guy named George Herbert Walker Bush? Ever heard of that mother effer?
Yeah, yeah. He was vice president, then he became president.
Yeah, well, he's the one that started this war on drugs. But, you know, in order to get a war on drugs, you got to introduce the drugs. Were you around back in the 60s when they had all that free sex, drugs, and rock and roll? You know, remember them days?
Oh, you're talking about Woodstock?
Well, that's part of it. But, I mean, just the whole decade in the 70s and all them drugs and all that sex. Remember all that?
Yeah.
That stuff was planned. That wasn't like, you know, some organic thing that just happened. No, they planned it out. It's kind of like the COVID thing, you see. What you do when you're getting ready to vaccinate a bunch of people. By the way, are you vaccinated?
Me? Yeah, of course. I've had 12 vaccinations so far.
Okay, so here you go. So when you want to get everybody to take your Trump syndrome, I call it, but your vaccination, when you want to vaccinate everybody and, you know, pump them up with a bunch of graphene oxide, which is what's in the vaccine, is graphene oxide, which is what causes all the blood clots, a lot of people that died. Mm-hmm. But what you do, in order to get everybody vaccinated, you got to come up with a reason to vaccinate them. So they come up with COVID-19, kind of like they come up with AIDS. You know, they make these.
But COVID-19, that happened naturally with bats. It went from bats to humans.
Well, they say that, but that's not so true. Come find out, it was actually invented here in North Carolina. And President Obama kicked it out of the country, and it went to China, or it went to Canada, and then the Chinese stole it from the Canadians. But the whole thing was they were experimenting with bioweapons, and the COVID-19 was a watered down version of what we were supposed to get. You see, it was supposed to be a lot more powerful. By the way, 2.0 is coming like between now and the election, because you know they're not going to let Trump win the election again, right? Well, they didn't let him win it last time, and you know all about the hacked voting machines, right?
Oh, Dominion? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, you know, they're still in operation. They're still around. They still got them Dominion voting machines. You know, so there's no way they're going to let Trump win it again. So, you know, we got to get a mail-in election. So we got to get everybody in lockdown so we can mail in our ballots.
New world!
But it's all, I'm getting out of this all
fuck you
plan.
On the carpet!
None of this shit's organic. They're made shoes. They ain't organic. Freaking Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz. This goes all the way back before that. Remember, red shoes have been around for a long time. But notice they're always tied to witchcraft. Whose red shoe was it on the Wizard of Oz? Wasn't it the Wicked Witch of the West?
The West, yes.
Okay, that is a witch. You know, that's who's wearing them red shoes, is all these freaking witches and sorcerers and that kind of stuff. Priests, the Catholics, and the Jews, you know?
This sounds like a good joke. Let's hear it.
No, it's true, man.
All right. Can you call me honey at the end of every like sentence, though, so I feel like I'm involved?
No, because I don't get into that gay stuff.
It's not gay. It's just two men expressing, you know, emotions. But, like, I'll cry if you want. I'd rather you not.
You know, I don't like, you know, coming down from my high vibe to deal with all this, you know, low vibe stuff. What was the name of the show? The X-Files?
Where?
Like, you keep playing the music. Was that from the X-Files? Or what's
oh,
that
yeah, yeah. I'm masturbating to David Duchovny right now.
Okay.
I just like to, you know, he was a sex addict, right? He actually went to recovery in California, which I don't know how you can recover in California. Do you know who David Duchovny? Oh my God, you don't know who David Duchovny is?
No, is he a faggot?
Oh no, he could be, and I would welcome him with open arms.
Yeah, but you say you're whacking off to him, so.
Well, I mean, without his permission, of course, of course.
Hey, how do you get that show with General Red Shoe when they deleted my channel?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm the guy that calls him General Red Shoe. I'm the guy that made that up. Maybe you are General Red Shoe in disguise. But anyways, I like to talk. You know anything about Negative 48?
Negative, is that the bar over on 101?
No.
Oh, I thought that was that new bar and grill over there that has the big the big 69-ounce steak. If you eat it, it's free.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I was asking if you knew anything about negative 48 because that's General Red's shoe.
And who's do you know about Eisenhower Blue November?
What about it?
Do you know about it?
No.
Okay, good, good, good. At least some of our secrets are still well kept.
You mean with President Eisenhower and the aliens or what?
Well, no, it's really about is like Eisenhower wasn't really president. He wasn't even really alive. He was
what
actually
about Mimi? Was Mimi a freaking was Mimi a dude? Eisenhower's wife, was that a dude, Mimi Eisenhower?
Yeah, but they were both women in some aspect because Eisenhower actually had his genitals cryogenically frozen for a later date just in case he was to procreate and bring back more Eisenhowers, like clones and stuff, when that technology – because technology yeah. wasn't available back then.
And what about Jackie? Jackie Kennedy.
What about her?
You see, dude?
I don't know, but I think there's evidence because Trump says he's going to release the JFK files. I'm pretty sure she had him killed.
Hey, how about Michelle Obama? Is Michelle Obama a dude?
Oh, those are both men, Hillary and Michelle.
All right. Yeah, I get it. They're all freaking dudes, right? Or most of them. Like,
yeah.
All these see, that's the thing that with the Illuminati, in order to get the presidency, your wife has to be a dude, right?
I'm not sure if that's a prerequisite or not, but I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think that all the freaking wives are dudes. What about Melania? Is she a dude?
I don't know. She wears a lot of tight dresses, but I haven't seen anything hanging. But I mean, I would go 50-50, yes or no.
I've seen it hanging on Big Mike.
You talking about Michelle again?
Yeah, they call her Big Mike.
I don't know if you can talk about the first, the first lady that was, the first African American first lady like that.
I thought it was a dude.
Well, I mean, title is first lady until proven otherwise. The first husband.
I think that Barack is the first lady, and Big Mike used to do them. Barack used to like getting done.
Wait a minute. Where on 4chan did we see that?
I heard that from the Secret Service.
The Secret Service? When? I didn't see this.
Well, hanging outside his door, man, and freaking Barack would be, be getting done by Big Mike, and Barack would be making all them sound effects, what it sounds like when you're getting boned in the rear end. I don't know.
Oh, hang on,
but...
I got that just jogged my memory. I've got that recording. Hang on, here it is.
Come on, you come on, you go down that ass. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. That was it. I found it. I forgot I had it right here. I had the page open.
Hey, did you ever hear the one with Podesta and the little child in the down there beneath the pizza parlor there?
Oh, Pizzagate. Yeah, Pizzagate.
But did you hear the video? Did you hear or see the video?
Yeah, I got
Podesta down.
Yeah, I got that one too. It's right here.
Let me hear it.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No, God.
No, that ain't it. That ain't Podesta.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my personal collection. Sorry.
Yeah. I heard the one about Podesta down there.
Podesta? Isn't he in jail now?
He's getting ready to be. He's already dead, but, they got everybody's got a clone or a fake. You know that everybody's dead already.
Oh, right? is this, Matrix? Is that the plot of the Matrix?
Well, we're in the Matrix, but, some of us are leaving the Matrix. The Matrix is real. You know that movie, The Matrix, was a documentary, right?
I did not know that, no.
Okay, anyway, that's real. You know how in the Matrix they say how they're, using the babies for energy, right? Like using babies for batteries.
Yeah, they did the same thing in Blade, where they were farming the blood from the humans but keeping them alive because they keep producing blood.
Well, that's real.
Uh huh.
Okay? That's real life, and that's why that's what the Red Shoe Club is all about.
Uh-huh. You know, see, I just wanted real. To let you know, when you ran for mayor of Santa Barbara back in 2021, I voted for you.
Right on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
A lot of people did, but they say only 131 people voted for me, but you know what 131 adds up to in Central Philadelphia, don't you?
A whole new world!
No, I didn't.
John I'll F. fuck Kennedy. You on the carpet!
And you know, I was
yeah.
pushing John F. Kennedy Jr. and Princess Diana and, you know, bringing in the Sarge Asara and all that. But, and you know that Kennedy, President Kennedy, most likely survived the assassination attempt. You knew that, right?
No! He lost three quarters of his head!
How do you know that was him?
That's true. I don't.
But okay. So anyways, and you know that Kennedy was in the Illuminati anyway. He sold out the Illuminati. He turned on them, which is why they tried to bump him off. But the story is he survived all the way until 2021 when he was 103 years old. But you know, President Kennedy is the 17th letter of the alphabet. You know what the 17th letter of the alphabet is?
Not without counting, no, no.
It's Q.
Q. Like Q, you know anything about Q? Like QAnon?
Well, yeah, but just Q without the non. The non's a bunch of idiots like me.
No, Q is Impractical Jokers. That's about all I know.
No, Q is President Kennedy.
But Kennedy starts with a K, not a Q.
Well, Q's... See, Q used to be owned by the Illuminati. That was their thing. It dates all the way back to Osiris and stuff like that. But, you know, and it's all this pyramid with the eyeball stuff, all the paganism and all of their religion that they threw on us to believe in. But Q was the Illuminati. It's basically like quantum intelligence. Do you know what that is?
No. Is it the same thing as with like the chemtrails?
No, quantum intelligence is like all of the AI and all of the human intelligence and even divine intelligence all combined. Without the divine intelligence, though, God didn't give everybody all of the intelligence, but God has all of the intelligence. But quantum intelligence is like all of the intelligence beyond humans and, you know, the aliens and the computers and all that. You know, quantum intelligence is more than all of it, which is what Q is. And so the Illuminati thought that they owned the quantum intelligence, which dates back to the beginning, which is how did man get here in the first place.
Right. Sorry, I accidentally unmuted my movie. Sorry, I gotta pause again.
Is that you whacking off?
Yeah, but I'm only at half a chub right now. I'm having some difficulty with my attention span right now. I got half of my erection on you and half on the movie.
Keep it on the movie.
I don't know. All right.
Does aliens and stuff give you erections, man? I mean, like that's just
I mean, not real aliens, but like...
Do you like reptiles, man?
And I like when men and women dress up like reptiles. Like, I pull up their tail to see what's underneath.
Yeah, I figured you were that way, man. You'd like to do a reptile, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but like a human female not... Like, I'm not talking about going...
Beautiful woman snake.
I'm not talking about going down to Florida and going to Gatorland or anything like that and, like, you know, having sex with a gator or nothing with D-Bone watching, nothing like that. But,
I understand. You're just a hybrid reptilian human. See, you got that reptilian shit in you because, you know, basically most of the royals do. You know, it came down from Cain. You know, what the Illuminati is trying to teach is that the serpent knocked up Eve. And that's original sin. So basically, most of us, you know, are hybrids with the serpent.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the serpent knocked up Eve.
But I thought that, like, but don't you have to have sex in order to, like, because Eve was a virgin.
Eve was a virgin.
Oh, no, Mary was a virgin. I'm sorry. Mary was the virgin.
Yeah, Eve. The serpent got Eve. Remember when God said to watch out for the serpent in the Garden of Eden?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the motherfucker that told him to eat the thing.
Yeah, what? Eat the fruit of the tree.
Now, yeah, it wasn't an apple. Like, they always say it's an apple, but it wasn't. It was something else. Is that a quince?
Yeah, like your pineal gland. There's this third eye, you know, that eyeball in the pyramid is a part of your brain that produces a lot. It's your connection to God. And so what the serpent was doing was eating, you know, part of the people's brains back then. And, you know, that's what God said, don't do. Don't eat the fruit of the tree,
so,
which is like the pineapple.
So it was like the original, like George A. Romero then.
I don't know about George A. Romero, but the fruit of the tree was the pineal gland, which is your connection to God. And, you know, that's what it looks like, you know, the serpent was eating. It taught Eve to eat that.
So, like, Eve didn't know how to eat before the serpent came?
Well, she didn't know shit. She was just a dumb bitch. And then the serpent came and, you know, got her into cannibalism and, you know, fucking serpents.
Oh. Yeah, that tracks. Nah, that's actually kind of right on.
So that's how we got evil. You see, when Eve had the baby, it was Cain, and Cain was evil.
Yeah, he had the mark. Yeah.
But Adam was, you know, Cain also, but Adam and Cain were brothers, but, you know, from a different sperm. But that's why,
But wait a minute, but they were brothers. How are they from different sperm?
Because the serpent and Adam pulled a train on Eve. So they did a threesome.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Oh.
And so.
They were battling on the inside too. So it wasn't even just an external war.
The war in the belly with Eve. Yeah, you had Adam and Cain both in there, you know, fighting it out as little, you know, fetuses and stuff.
So, like, basically, Eve didn't listen to Adam, hence she fucked up and was cursed.
Right. She fucked the serpent and then, you know, dragged Adam into it and she fucked him too.
I mean, in a lifetime, though, what female hasn't eventually, you know, metaphorically fucked a serpent? You know what I mean? Like, there's some real snakes out there.
They love serpents.
All females love serpents?
Most of them.
All right, I'm going to mark this down. Keep away from bitches. Like, no, I think that should be like an interrogation. Like, if you go on a first date, you're like, hey, you know, what are you interested in? And then question two, have you ever fucked a serpent? Like, that should be right on there.
Well, they might not tell you, but they might. I mean, most of the dudes are serpents. I mean, most people, at least, you know, if you're anybody, you see, there's 13 royal families that date back to the serpent, and they control everything. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds.
I'll tell you, Kennedy. Though, like, if somebody tells you, like, if you ask a female that, and she's like, No, but then, like, tells you that they're into Harry Potter and, like, their house is a Slytherin house, and then you know that she's a lying bitch.
Yeah, well, they all are.
Yeah, unless they're going to do, like, a Hufflepuff dab or, you know, something like that, you know, they're liars.
Yep.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I'm actually questioning everything that I've ever thought about. And, like, this one lady, she every time I go to 7-Eleven, she's always asking for money, and she's offering, like, her uterine tract for me. Like, and I think it's just a way to entice me. She wants me to be inside of her but making me think that I, you know, I paid her and I was inviting myself and trying to make it sound like it's my idea. Yeah. Maybe she's a serpent. Maybe her walls.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody is, like, you know, so she's like, you know, go for it. She wants you.
Yeah, I mean, she's trying to spread her evils.
Yeah, damn straight is exactly what they do. And women are experts at it. They're the best.
They're the pod people. Basically, they're the pod people all up inside. You know what I'm saying? They got the eggs. Yep. And then they hatch inside, and then they become human pod people.
They say, come do me, do me, do me.
Yeah, and the Bohemian Grove as well. That's crazy, too. I mean, one time, this bush was burning out in front of my house, and I thought maybe it was God or something, and it turns out it was just the badass kids in the neighborhood set my bush on fire.
I thought you were going to say the bag of dog shit.
No. Were you putting in Hot Pockets?
Are you still there?
Yeah. What are you microwaving? You got some Hot Pockets?
I'm making some coffee.
In the microwave?
Yeah, I just heat water and drink instant coffee. My coffee machine broke.
Did you have a Keurig?
I don't know what it was.
What was it? Do you put the grinds in? Do you put in, or did you have a pod?
Other kind, of like a drip coffee machine, it would drip into the little glass.
Oh, one of the incontinent coffee machines.
Something like that. You put the
coffee grinds in there, and then the water, and then it slowly pisses itself into a pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. The Keurigs are nice because you can use the pods 2-3 times for like a 12-ounce cup of coffee, and you don't have to put out. You don't have to show it any love or anything. It just does its job. But the radiation from the microwave might be a problem, though.
Well, you got that right.
Do you cook your food in the microwave or just the waters?
Just the water.
What I like to do is skip the heating process. I just like to put coffee grinds on my tongue.
I never did that.
Well, it's a hell of a pick-me-up. Also on Cheerios. In the morning Cheerios, you sprinkle a little bit of the coffee on there. That's a good pick-me-up. Plus, it combines with the milk. And then, like, you get a twofer.
Yeah. I just drink coffee straight out of the cup.
That sounds kind of gay.
Maybe.
Like, I knew there was something I liked about you. You like to drink things straight out of the tap, and that's kind of how I live my life. I like to get as fresh as I can, you know what I'm saying? Like I found this one bull. I worked on a farm for a while, and they had this big, big, mean bull, and nobody else. The bull would never let anyone else milk it, and then until one day I came over, and like me and him had a connection, and he let me milk him.
You're milking a bull?
Yeah, I milked a bull.
I don't know, you can milk a bull.
You can. It takes a while for it to get warmed up. It's got to be take a liking to you first, and then it produces quite a bit. Okay. I made cakes with it, muffins. I fed the whole community for a while. That's when I went Amish for a bit.
Was that in California?
No, it's Pennsylvania.
Where's your equipment,
502? That's a cell phone. I got that during my travels. I was actually wayward with the circus for a while. And they actually, it was like an indentured servitude type of thing where like they gave me shit, but they wrote it down in a ledger. And then they paid me, like they always docked it out of my pay. And eventually I just owed them money. And so for a while there, I was just in there with them. You know, it was when I was in Kentucky for a bit. And then they just made me travel with them.
You know what General Ritchie used to do was he would call me up from a phone number like yours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just some random phone number, right? And I would answer the phone. And it would be General Ritchie. And then I would call back later. And it would be some military soldier's phone.
A military guy's phone?
Yeah, or his wife. It would usually be his wife would answer the phone.
Oh.
But they would, like, call and text me from other people's phone numbers. And then if I call back, for example, if I call this number back, it might not be you answering it. It might be somebody else.
Oh, no, it'd be me. This is my phone.
Okay. Maybe I'll try it sometime.
All right, sounds good.
Sebastian and Dwight.
Yeah, I'm Dwight. I'm Dwight right now. Sebastian, when, you know, I get a little, you know, a little itchy in the pants. Sometimes I go by Byron. That's usually when I'm doing my business, like my record keepings, I turn into Byron, a little more professional. I don't talk as much about David Duchovny and his just ripe asshole that I would love to get just deep in. So, I mean, oh yeah, do that again.
Well, you know, I don't live on this side.
All right, fuck it. I'm hanging up on him in hopes he'll call back and get Byron. So, well, that's why I cut that off right there. I'm hoping he'll call back and get Byron. We explain why there could be multiple people picking that lineup when he calls back. But goddamn, we've talked to this dude before, like over a year ago. I don't think Vitas realized he gave us that number, but the red shoe that was stolen from the freeway, I definitely remember the same conversation from him. He went a little more in depth this time, though.
You want to listen to the weird voicemail that
we got? Yeah, let's listen to this motherfucker so I can get up and get something to drink.
This is Byron.
Yeah.
Oh, Byron, what's up?
Is there a point to this? How should I know? I know who you are.
Okay, are you military?
Oh, okay.
All right, I think I got the wrong number.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
Well, I was concerned about what?
Yeah, why are you concerned?
About what?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
Why am I concerned?
Why are you concerned?
If you're military?
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
I don't know what that means.
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
Our General Redshoe?
I said, why are you concerned?
But what about General Redshoe? Do you know him?
Are you still talking?
Yeah.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
General Redshoe told me to give you a call.
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
I'm just taking orders.
Who cares?
General Redshoe does.
So why are you telling me?
Because he told me to call you.
Why are you concerned?
I'm not concerned. I'm just taking orders.
I want to hear why. Tell me why.
Why am I taking orders? Because he'll kick my ass if I don't.
Why? Why? Why are you concerned?
I'm not concerned. I'm just taking orders.
Give me one good reason.
One good reason about what?
That's the point. Who cares? Why are you concerned?
I don't care. Do you? Sebastian?
I said, why are you concerned?
Well, Sebastian, he's in on it.
Yeah, you are.
Talking about
you are.
Bastion that way.
But anyway, what about Negative 48? Do you know him?
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
About who you know?
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
I think you're military.
Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
Well, I hope that you're going to back us up when the shit hits the fan. I hope you can do something.
Why? Why were you concerned?
Because I don't like a bunch of Illuminati bastards taking over the country.
Why are you concerned?
Why am I concerned? Because I don't like a bunch of Illuminati bastards taking over the country.
Why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
Because I want to poke them in the eye.
Why are you concerned?
Concerned
why
about what?
Why are you concerned?
Why? Why does that concern you?
Why does that concern you? Why?
Nothing concerns me. It's all about you, my man.
Why are you concerned?
I'm not. You are.
Why? Why does that concern you?
It concerns you.
Yeah, you are.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
You're the one that's concerned.
No, you didn't.
CERN? Hey, do you know anything about CERN?
No.
You must know about CERN.
Yeah, you do. It's that portal freaking there.
Man, this guy is a class one retard. What the fuck?
Nope.
I mean, retard.
Yeah, yeah. You got to know about it, man. CERN. That's what you're talking about, right?
So why are you telling me?
About CERN? Because you brought it up. You're saying, why are you CERN?
No, he didn't.
That's the point.
Up.
Who cares? Why are you concerned?
Oh, it's CERN. What you want in your concerned, it's CERN.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's where they do all that evil shit. Where they bring all the freaking demons into the
world. Was it evil? I don't understand.
You know what I'm talking about, CERN?
No, you didn't.
Hey, where's your own registry?
Hey, why are you concerned?
So?
Do you know anything about the big red shoe?
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a big red shoe.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you are.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You walking off? You walking off, Byron? Did you just blow your wad?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
It sounds like you're masturbating.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
I'm not concerned. What are you going to do when you're done doing that?
Yeah, you are. You are.
You are what you eat.
Yeah, why? Tell me why.
Why are you what you eat? I don't know. What are you eating?
Yeah. Why are you concerned?
Come back.
Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
Hey, what about Sebastian? You know him?
How should I know?
Well, I know you don't know much, do you?
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, are you gay?
Good, how are you?
No, are you gay? A homosexual? Sebastian Byron.
Sebastian Byron.
Why is he saying it like this? Sebastian Byron.
Fucking said it. Why are you concerned? Byron, why are you concerned?
I don't think the bot loops back around. I think it gets to one point and then it stops.
Watch out for the GPS on your phone because the feds are watching it. So by calling me, just see the
feds are watching it.
Oh, wait a minute. The feds are watching? Oh, no.
Beware.
Watch your back door, bud.
We are fucked.
Dwight, you've lived a trite and meaningless life.
No, all this means
you're
is
a very bad.
All this means is we called sleepy time finally. You know, all this time, sleepy time going on. Dwight, the FBI is watching. Like, we finally called him. We got him. All right. Hi, I just came in. You know the slushy machine?
The slushy machine works.
Yeah, I just came in and got a slushy.
Yeah.
The slushy is too crunchy.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I poured it in and I couldn't suck it through the straw because I ain't gay.
Oh.
But when I drank from it, I just sipped from it. It made loud, big crunching sound. Like that. It sounded like when Cobra JFS was eating his steak and it was chewing on a bone.
I know.
You know? You watch him too?
I will watch it.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hi. I have a quick question, and this is on behalf of the Nunu. Do you know what Kukrichod is?
What?
Kukrichod.
What's that?
Kukrichod. Chicken fucker?
Chicken?
Yeah.
No.
Teri Makichud? Do you understand that?
No.
Marachod?
No, I
Benchod?
Benchod?
Benchod.
You are Benchod.
You are a Marachod. I have a bell,
Get
too.
Out. Get out.
See, look, I have a bell. Fuck you, I have a bell. Mine chimes more than yours.
And I should donate for that.
Hi, how can I help you?
I got a question for you.
What's that?
It's awful echoey in there. Hang on, I feel left out. So I have a question. Do you have restrooms?
Of course.
Okay. Do you have toilets for sitting down to pee?
You sure do.
Okay. Are those located in the men's room or the women's room?
We have an all gendered restroom.
Okay, but I'm a male. I'm not an all gender. I need to go wee wee.
It is a all gender restroom, so everybody can use that one. The one.
Yeah, but the problem is I piss everywhere, and I don't want to offend the females.
They are single stalls, so you would be behind a closed door.
That's what I'm saying, though, is I don't pee right, and when I pee, it's like a tongued fork devil, and it just urinates everywhere. It's because I have semen caught in my urethra, and it separates the stream. It's like Ghostbusters over here trying to kill the goddamn gatekeeper, the keymaster, and then just spraying everywhere, and it's like, don't cross the streams, and it doesn't happen. It's just a sticky mess.
Okay, well, the toilets, okay, you can't sit down on them as well.
Don't cross the streams! Don't cross the streams!
Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Is it...
Hello?
How, is it... I'm sorry, am I hearing an echo? Is this Bill? Or Wendy?
No. This is Bill. This is Bill and Wendy. Who's this?
Hi. Oh, this is Dwight. And I got my wife... I got my wife, Kat, on the phone.
I don't know who you guys are.
Do you remember back in the day we were on Wife Swap together? About 20 years ago?
Well, we were on Wife Swap, but not with a Dwight or a Kat.
Well, we had to change our names because it was such a popular episode. We were getting harassed nonstop, so we changed our names. I guess I should have used our previous names.
Yeah, what was your previous
name?
Oh,
I was Kenny.
No, wrong people, because we were with a different... We were on a different episode.
But Kenneth Davis was me. We were in... Listen, we're in witness protection, and our identities have been changed for our protection. And Sandra's here currently, too.
Well, I don't know a Sandra. We weren't with anybody.
Okay, I know I shouldn't be bringing this up, you know, 20 years later, but my wife, we just had a hell of a marital spat, and I actually wanted to talk to Bill and ask him where he got off fucking my wife during the time that we were exchanging wives.
Well, see, first off, where were you? Because
I was with you.
You? No, you weren't. I was with Alan Aguirre.
No.
In Dallas, Texas.
No.
Yes, I know damn well where I was.
No.
And you were not, midnight we were here not in where, Texas. Where we're at.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to argue with him because he says that you fucked his wife. I am. My husband is not a happy camper.
Where does he get off putting his dirty pecker into my wife?
You know what? I will change my number.
Listen. Because she was ovulating at the time, and I just had a DNA test done. And it's not my child.
Oh, well, good, because it's not my husband's either.
Well, that's yet to be determined, and we're going to need him to come down here to Dallas and have a DNA test done.
Dude, don't call here no more.
Hey, peckerhead, motherfucker.
Goodbye.
Motherfucker, you.
No, you are. You're
a
crazy man.
No, you. Listen, he's a real jerk face. He's a real jerk face for doing this to me.
Anything. He didn't go to Dallas.
Hey,
you've lost
your
mind.
He's a homewrecker. It was supposed to be all for a show.
Dallas.
It's supposed to be all for a show, and here he comes letting his pecker lead the way like a divining rod to water. Bullshit.
You've lost your mind.
Now, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me this didn't happen?
Yeah. Where did it happen at? Where was he?
What do you mean? He was with my wife.
But no, what city?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What city? Like, have you lost your mind? Do you not recall it was in Duncanville, Texas.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, my husband stayed where we live, mm-hmm. and that's not Duncanville, Texas.
That's where we were.
I was the one that went to Texas.
Right,
so
to Duncanville.
Are you saying that I screwed your wife?
No, because my wife was with your husband. Are you a lesbian? I can ask.
No, and so she couldn't have gotten pregnant by me anyway. Bill, I can talk to this jerk if I want to. Go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed, Bill.
I will not.
Go to bed, William. Grown folk are talking, motherfucker, you.
I know it's not. He's crazy.
I'm not a crazy. Listen, you told me I had nice pubes and to call you in 20 years, so here I am.
You've lost your mind.
You told me to check on the marriage in 20 years, but now I have other pressing matters over here.
Good evening, thank you for calling Sand Resort and Casino Security Dispatch. How can I help you?
Hi, I have an issue. I brought my child with me. We were walking through the casino. We were on our way from point A to point B. And I stopped to pull one of the handles, you know, the slot machine.
Okay.
And I shouldn't say this. I tried to cheat the system. And I tried to have my child stick his arm up in and see if he can get any of the coins inside. And now his arm is stuck.
Where are you at exactly?
I'm at the slot machine.
Okay, which slot machine are you in? Like, can you see like a deli? Or like, can you see the machine number on top? It should say a letter and then the number.
I'm looking. Where do I find it?
It's going to be on your machine. It's going to be up on the...
God damn it. Somebody just won a jackpot over there.
It's going to be up on the corner on your right side.
Okay. On the right side. L21?
L21?
Yeah. And...
Is that correct, sir? L21?
Yeah, L21.
And you said his arm is stuck?
Yeah, up to the elbow.
Okay, is this a child or?
Well, he's 25, but he has the mental capacity of an 11-year-old.
Okay, let me get somebody
over
there.
Honey, hang on, honey. Listen, they're gonna come. They're gonna come.
Lincoln at 21. Be advised, we have a male arm stuck inside between one of the machines at Lincoln at 21.
No, in the
machine. Okay, we're gonna see the officer over there right away.
In the machine, not between them. In it. It's in it.
In the machine.
In the machine.
Okay. Base to 313, be advised, it's gonna be in the machine. And I'll go ahead and let slots over there too as well, and I'll get them.
Yeah, it's a prosthetic, so we're able to disconnect it, so the prosthetic is still in the machine.
Okay, I'll go ahead and let slots know, see if they can open that up for you, and then I'll go from there.
Okay, and is he going to get in trouble?
I am unsure, but we'll go ahead and see what we can do on our end.
Oh, okay, because...
Not for you.
Uh-oh. That's his oxygen machine.
Okay.
Not for you. Uh-oh, his oxygen machine's low. Okay. Where's the other battery? Not for you. Oh, Christ. He's going to run out of air. Not for you. Got about 3 more battery lobes and it's all over.
Battery low.
1.
Battery low.
2.
Vapor.
The vapor guard.
Officer on the way.
The vapor guard is not. Yeah, oh my God, no.
Battery low.
Okay. They should be there shortly. Just go ahead and speak with an officer.
Hang on, I think I'm gonna get it open myself. I'm gonna get it open myself.
Battery low. Vapor.